Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you. Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Like $1 million bucks, diamond things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together. Oh,
yeah. Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Listen.
Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey, man. got a radio show. How good is God, huh? Think about it. Just take a slight inventory of your own life and say it to yourself when you get through. How good is God, huh? Think of all the small things. All this, because that's him. You breathing, that's him. You still here, that's him. You got another chance, that's him. You ain't out of here, that's him. You got any measure of health, that's him. You think it's more to it than it really is, than it already showed up to be, that's him. All of that. You got any dreams or aspirations? You dream of other things? That's him. All that, that's him. That's him. Them clothes you got, that's him. Every time you eat, that's why they had this thing called you say your grace. That's him. See, that's him, man. That's him. It's amazing when you take small inventory, how you find out how big God really is in your life. Now, the more you turn yourself over to him, the bigger he can be for you. See, he'll only be as big as you let him. It's one thing about God. Now, he's a gentleman. He can make you do anything. You know, you get too big for him. You know, you lose your humbleness. He can humble you now. God created man with the power of choice. We're the only creature he created that he gave us the total power of choice. When we mate, who we mate with, you know, everything, all of it, man. It's a choice. What we want to be, how much we want to make, where we want to live, what climate we want to live in. We can live in cold climates, hot climates. You know, we speak different languages. You can go learn another language. A bear can't do nothing but be a bear. He can't go learn how to be a fox. He can't go learn how to be an otter. He just can't. An ostrich is an ostrich, man. He can't come out here and fight like a lion. A lion is a lion. A lion eat meat. He can't eat vegetables. I don't care how much meat ain't around. He'll lay down and pull up out of here and die because he can't eat grass. He's just a lion, man. You understand this? That God gave us. We are the one creature he created that has total power of choice. You can make every decision in your life. What kind of watch you like? That's the one you can buy. You want to live in Switzerland? Go ahead. You don't like Switzerland? You can move to Miami. You want to live your life of crime? Go ahead. That's you. He gave you the power of choice. You want to do right? Come on. So now, look at this thing. We are all the results of a series of decisions that we have made. If we could just identify that the problem is us, we could begin the solution. See, that's the problem, y'all. It's us. It's what we do. I threw my life down the hill. I can't tell you how many years based on some decisions that I was making. Now, I can justify my decision where I wasn't happy and I was doing this and I was in misery and y'all on there. Yeah, 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 Steve, when you get through, you made the decisions, though. Now, you can look at this any way you want to, y'all, but at the end of the day, I'm just talking to people that's really, really wanting to improve their position in life. And how do you do that? You got to have a solution. How do you come up with a solution? You got to identify the problem to even begin to solve it. But if the problem ain't ever you, how you gonna solve something that ain't you? See, okay, let me look at it this way. If somebody say, like, I got a child of mine, man. I just do right here, man. I don't even want to get into it this morning. Boy, I'm struggling with this boy. But, man, you go to people, you ask them why they do something. I just wasn't taking care of business. Why? I just didn't take care of business. Boy, do you understand that your life is going to be filled with you got to take care of business? So when you going to start? You know, man, you can't go through life blaming everybody. It's got to be you. See, you can fix you. You can't fix nobody else. If you keep getting married and the marriages don't work, hello, 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 could it be you? See, I finally had to sit down and just make that decision. Ain't no need of me coming on the radio talking about nobody else and what they did to me and y'all just don't know. No, 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 man. What about the part you played in it? Because, see, if you got a good marriage, you got a part to play in that. If you got a bad one, you got a part to play in that. Even if it just get down to you the one picked him. How about that, Mister? I made a decision. The problem is usually within yourself. Do you know that's the quickest and easy way to fix your life? That way you ain't got to check with nobody. Here's the beauty of going on and admitting that it's you. You don't have to check or clear it with nobody to start the repair process. You don't need anybody's permission. You ain't got to put it before the review board to see if it'll pass. It ain't got to go through Congress. You ain't got to hope that your local politician get their hands on it and make a phone call for you. You ain't got to ask any counselors to come in and sit with you. You don't have to check into rehab. All you got to do is decide. The problem is me. I'm going to start changing me. Identify the problem and start with the part that you can own up to. Once you identify the problem, you can start planning on how to fix it or how to get to accomplishing something. But remember, this planning is important. If you fail to plan, then please plan to fail. If you don't know how to make a plan, let's just start with the basics. Just make a list of what you want. Make this list and then go to God in prayer with an open mind. And open your mind up to all the clean opportunities that are available. Here's why a lot of people won't succeed. Because certain opportunities come along, you don't want to do them. That kills me, man, when I hear people, I ain't doing that. I know young comedians that come to me all the time talking about, man, what you know? I said, man, just take every gig you can, no matter what it pay. Well, listen to me, son. You can go make that money that it pay, or you can make the decision to sit at home and make no money. It's a comedy hard business. They ain't paying but $100. You got to drive 50 miles. But if you drive 50 miles and you make the 100, and you stand on that stage for 30 minutes, you are now 30 minutes better than you was the last time you went on stage. Oh, man, they don't pay me. I ain't coming. You ain't finna be a comedian, man. Not like this here. A lot of people just don't want to do what's necessary to do. So when the opportunity presents itself and you open up your mind to it, man, then get ready to go on and do it, man. Identify your problem today. Start with the part that's you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have it. Your undivided attention, please. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show. Let me explain something to you. This show would be nothing without the following people that I'm about to introduce to you. They are my comrades, my Ace Boon Coon Buzzard Back buddies, my ride or die over there on that other side. One of them's family. The other one's is relations. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, relations. Carla Farrell, relations. Mouth of the South, too much relations. Junior, wannabe. Government name, Kill Spade. Family, the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, what's on your mind this morning, man?
Let me talk to you, Unc. It's the end of the year, man. You know, people are looking at, you know, some of the stuff they didn't get to accomplish this year. Do you look at that as if, like, goals you don't accomplish at the end of the year? Are you upset with yourself? Do you get frustrated?
No. Ain't no need of doing that. You can't relive it. Ain't no need of beating yourself up on what you didn't do. When God keep waking you up, giving you a chance to do what you can do. So don't worry about what you didn't accomplish this year. Thank God for the fact that he woke you up as we approach a new year. You might even make it to the new year. You can start. You can start over. But here's the deal: stop waiting on the new year to make new changes. Mm. Why put off tomorrow when you what you can do? Why put off tomorrow what you can do today? Mm-hmm. See, people wait on the new year to get resolutions and all this, and I kind of understand it, you know, especially weight loss, because you're going to eat like you want to eat on the holiday. But I'm not going to do that this year. I'm not going to pack on an extra 10. That's 10 more to take off, and the older I get, the harder it is to take off.
Right.
That's true.
Right. Come
on. So I got something special coming at the top of the year. I got something special for everybody at the top of the year. But I got a lot of things working on, man. I just keep the faith. I stay grateful for the year I had. Just think about what has happened this year. You survived it. You got through it. You got through some tough moments this year. There's some moments you didn't really see yourself making it through. But look at God. You Man. Got through it again anyway. You're still standing. You didn't crumble and break and fall apart. You might have had some fall apart moments. Lord. You might have had some I'm broken moments. Yeah, we all had that. But boy, he brought you through, didn't he? Like a shiny new penny.
God is good.
So that's the way I look at it, man. I don't really go back over what I didn't accomplish because, you know, you still got time. Long as he wakes you up, that's another opportunity. So, you know, I always take the optimistic approach. I try to stay positive most of the time. Now, let me tell you something. This year, I had some tough moments, man. I had some difficult times. I had some decisions to make. I had some stuff I wasn't sure sometimes this year. You know, sometimes, man, I had some decisions to make. I didn't really know what to do. I got some stuff that's on me right now.
Yeah.
Some tough stuff, man, but I'll be fine.
What's tough? What's bothering you?
We got to go on that note. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Right now, we're in a stupid category, and that belongs to me. All right? Praise Dance Team is the name of this prank. Praise Dance Team. Cat Dog, if you would.
Hello? This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How you doing? I'm looking for Sister Tanya.
This is Sister Tanya.
Sister Tanya, this is Brother Fuller from the church. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, Brother Fuller. How are you?
I'm good. We wanted to give you a call about the praise dancing that's at the church. First of all, I wanted to really show you how much you're doing a great job over there with the praise dancers, and you definitely do a great job on every third Sunday that you guys actually perform. Everybody seems to really like it.
Well, thank you. What can I do for you today?
There is a bit of a situation with, you know, it's been brought to our attention. We actually had a small gathering, a little meeting about it, and I've been elected to actually give you a call.
And who is this again? I'm sorry. Who are you again?
Brother Fuller.
Uh-huh. And who had a meeting?
Some of the brothers at the church and pastor actually sat in for a moment on it, and I was actually elected to actually just give you a call. Nothing that I don't think we can't get rectified and you know, move on smoothly as we normally do. But I just think we wanted to reach out to you and kind of make you aware of it, if you don't mind.
Okay. And what things are those?
Well, Sister Tanya, has any of the praise dancers, before they became praise dancers, was any of them strippers?
I beg your pardon?
Was any of the praise dancers that at the church that you have on the praise team right now, was any of them strippers in the past?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't really know who you are, and I don't really understand this line of questioning.
But like I said, I'm Brother Fuller. I don't think we've met, but I've been elected to give you a call. Now it seems like what happened is this past week when you all actually danced, it seemed like a couple of the girls was actually gyrating during the praise routine.
Say what? Gyrating. Brother Fuller, I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you saw. None of my girls were gyrating. They were dancing for the Lord.
Well,
if you look through your Lord's eye, perhaps you would see them better, instead of maybe you were looking through the gyrating eye.
No. See, a couple of these girls, we can point them out. A couple of them have strip girl tendencies, evidently, because some of them have been driving.
Strip girl tendencies. You know what? sir, I think we need to complete this call. Perhaps I need to call Bishop and speak to him myself because, you know, I don't know what you do all day, but I have a real job, and I'm sitting here holding a conversation in my office about gyrating strippers in the church. Are you kidding me?
Ma'am, listen. Now, here's a couple other things that they're talking about. Some of the girls' feet are real ashy when you all are performing, and they want to see if maybe you can – I don't know. Maybe I don't know if y'all need the grip or whatever that y'all don't put lotion on. We're not sure what that is. As well as the toenail polish. Everybody has 3, 4, 5 different designs and everything. Is it any way y'all can be in unison with your toenail polish? But the most important thing is the gyrating during the dance routine.
I don't know what your feet look like. I don't need you calling me, talking to me about my girls, their feet, their nail polish. Perhaps your mind should be on Jesus instead of on them. How about that?
I
don't have time. I don't have time.
It's hard for my mind to be on Jesus when somebody's shaking their butt at the church. Now, that's the problem.
You know what? Look, I'm at work. Now, I'm trying to keep a work tone. You're going to make me curse up in here. Now, let me tell you something. Don't call me anymore. I will deal with Pastor. If he has something to say with me, he can say it to me personally. But I'm done with this conversation.
Are you going to deal with the gyrating is what we want to know. Maybe, you know what, it just hit me. Maybe you one of the ones that's doing the gyrating.
Look, let me tell you something. My girls ain't doing no gyrating, and neither am I. Now, I am done with this conversation. Do you understand me?
But listen.
I'm done.
Are you done with the gyrating? That's
done.
What we want to stop. So we can't praise the Lord if the booties is shaking.
You know what? Sir, look, I got to go to work. I got to go. Now, again, I don't know what your issue is. It sounds to me like you have an issue with gyrating booties. I have not heard so much gyrating booties in one conversation in my entire life. Now, my mind is set on Jesus. I don't know what your mind is set on.
Well, Sister Tanya, before you was a praise dance ministry, over the ministry, did you ever used to strip?
No, I didn't do no stripping. Now, did your wife do any stripping?
What?
Did your mama do any stripping?
Wait a minute, man.
You heard what I said. How you like it if somebody called you and asked you if your mama did some stripping? How you like that? I got
you. You know what I want to know? When is the next rehearsal? That way I can come and pick out who it is that's doing this gyrating.
No. You don't have any business at my rehearsal. I don't want to see you at my rehearsal. I don't want to see any parts of you in my rehearsal. If I see you near one of my girls, I swear I'm coming after you myself. Do you understand me?
We need to find out who's doing that gyrating.
You don't need to find out. You need to stay your butt in your own house.
And I'm glad y'all ain't dancing when the plate is being passed, because ain't no telling how you act with them wands coming through that.
You know what? That's it. That's it. You call me disrespecting me, I'm at work. I can't even handle this no more. You know what? Don't call me no more. Don't look at my girls no more. Matter of fact, come near the church and see what I got for you.
I want to know, is you going to stop the gyrating? When is you going to
stop do a thing?
Removing?
I'm not going to do it. Thing.
Who you think you talking to like that? You're supposed to be a minister.
I'm done listening to you. Now I'm getting ready to go.
Well, I got one more thing to say to you before you leave.
No, you ain't got a thing to say to me. I said I was done.
And I said I got one more thing to say. Is you listen?
You know what, man? Get off my phone.
I'm going to say it anyway. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your entire praise ministry congregation, all your girls, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, I'm a cutie. For real? Oh. Ooh, they got me cursing on the radio. Ooh, I think I'm going to have it.
Hey, I got one thing to ask you, Tanya. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Nobody else but the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It don't get no stupid than that. Okay? Don't get no stupid than that. It will be most stupid. Greenville, North Carolina, Greenville Convention Center, December the 22nd, Thursday night. Go to thomasmiles.com, click on Greenville, get you some tickets, because food is coming to town. And I had no idea I would even be able to come to town. But thank God I'm on my way. Won't he do it?
See what he did. Won't he do it? Person Tommy be worried right. About what they didn't do. You sitting up here talking about what you did.
You're come on here, boy.
We got
the fact
to
that
go.
You back.
Yes, sir.
Ask the CLO Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Balenciaga is apologizing and Kim Kardashian says she is re-evaluating her relationship with the fashion house. Former Reality Housewives star Portia Williams got married twice And Toni Braxton said Lil Kim asked her to sing at her wedding. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO. Can't wait, can't wait. All right, Steve. Mark in Evanston writes, my girlfriend left me for another man and then came back to me. I took her back, no questions asked. Now that she's pregnant, she is upset that I've asked for a DNA test once the baby is born. Is that not the appropriate thing to do?
Well, there's a couple of inappropriate things in this statement you just made, brother. But I think it's fine that you go and get yourself a DNA test. I mean, of course, that's the appropriate thing to do. She left you for another man for no reason, then came back and you took her back. Bravo to you, brother. He's a bad man.
Right.
Once you leave me for somebody else, you need to go on and experience the whole him.
All of him.
Go on, just get all what he got. Future plans, 401k. You need to be looking into all that. Because you ain't going to bounce your happy ass back over here. Gonna just leave me for another man. You know him? Oh, no, 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 no. You get right, okay, your ass right on back over there to Chester and work it out.
What's that name?
You threw over here. I bet your ass ain't coming back over here. Don't go over there and sleep with him, pass out. What you want to pass out, then come back, then ask for a DNA test. Y'all, I don't believe this, your baby. Where was you at last week?
Yeah. And he's rare because most men would be like you, Steve, and not take her back for sure.
No doubt at all.
Don't leave me for another man.
Right. Yeah.
Then he's come rare. Back
with no questions asked.
But then come back and say, I'm pregnant. So she probably might have decided you make a better father. Now we can do
that. Oh, for sure.
Okay, CLO dropping the jewels today.
That's what it is. Let me get on back over here and get this man back because this fool left him for another man. You better go on and see what he's going to experience. All of him.
All of him. Did you say 401k?
Everything.
Yeah,
he did. Look into all that.
That was my favorite.
Insurance policies. You need to learn some him. You know, credit score. You need to get all that lined up.
We're gonna move on. We're gonna move on to Catherine in Buffalo. Catherine writes, my husband told me that he was stuck in a heavy snowstorm that he was staying. So he was staying with his cousin over an hour away from me. He sent a picture of heavy snow. It's a picture I sent him last year. So he's busted.
What? Come on.
Stupid.
Come on in.
He's busted.
Snow pictures, dog.
Damn. So how should I
approach Buffalo
this?
Just had that big 3-foot snow.
They did.
You could have got fresh
pictures. Yeah. He's stupid. He's stupid.
He sent a picture back of her heavy snow. Well, it's white.
Yeah, but she she wants to know how should she approach it.
Well, first of all, I can send you the same picture because I'm going to get it. That's the same picture I did. You ain't the only one got white snow.
Right. You got the clap back ready.
What are you talking about? That ain't the same picture. Look. That ain't the only Chrysler they make, baby. It's a car and the picture and everything. No, I don't, you know, she know what's happening.
Yeah, she know what time
he's lying. He's lying.
He did get stuck in the snow, though.
Oh.
Because it was a big blizzard in Buffalo. So he got stuck in the snow. You know, but then he could have just sent a picture, heavy snow, you know.
What? Doesn't she live in Buffalo, too?
But it was heavy snow on the news. The Browns and the Bills game had to be played in Detroit. Yeah. So I'm going to get out of that one. But he didn't even have to send a picture.
Well, you're not doing too great right now.
He could have just
laid out some flower or something.
Yes.
He's stupid for sending the picture she sent him. That's his stupidity.
Yeah.
But she wants to know how she
overlie.
Yeah.
What? Come on, preach on this one. You can do what?
You can overlie.
Is this Steve Harvey saying this?
No, listen to me. Lying is acceptable. I'm stuck in a heavy snowstorm.
He wasn't really stuck. He was over the girl's house.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the lie.
Yeah. Okay.
The over lie is you're going to provide evidence when evidence wasn't required.
You didn't have to take no.
You didn't say
dog, it was heavy snow all over Buffalo. What is you sending the picture for? Now you over lied. No,
you gotta
over
keep lying.
No. Heavy snow.
I like that word, though.
That was in the
over-lie.
News.
Right.
Overlie.
You stuck in the
we
heavy
snow. We learned a new word
we got,
today.
Now you overlie.
Overlying.
See, you just, that's too
so
much.
Reel
that's
it
rookie
in.
Ass,
reel,
rookie
reel
ass
in.
Mistakes.
Amateur.
Lying. Amateur lying.
Lying
on top of lies on top of lies. Wait until the lie is required before you tell it. Don't volunteer a lie that's not required. Man, it's an art to this thing.
Clearly.
Overlying.
You need to teach a class.
Overlying.
All right, moving on. Bonnie in Arlington says, I've been in my church choir for 4 years, and a younger lady joined the choir, and pastor seems to really enjoy her voice more than others. He calls out her name when she hits a good note. I'm concerned since pastor and I have a special type of relationship. Should I watch the new Songbird and my pastor? Should I watch them?
You ain't the singer you think you are. Let's just start there. You more of a special relationship. You never could really sing. you really never could sing.
That's
it
what's
was
going
what
on.
You and pastor was doing on the side that got you all that. But now this little songbird can really sing though, and she fine. Yeah,
that's it right there. That's it.
Oh,
Fern
sister
got
Latrice.
A lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, sister. Come on, sister. Oh, I know that's her back there. I ain't even got to turn around. Oh, I know that angelic voice when I hear one.
Yeah.
Go on, sister. Sing, Latrice. I know that. Yeah. Glenda standing over there just mad. Glenda mad. Bernice mad. Bernice and Glenda just hot because little Latrice just come up in there just singing. Sang Latrice. Let him use.
Bernice and Linda.
Yeah. Bernice and Linda. They gonna whoop her ass at the service, though. Latrice finna get her ass whooped. That's what's gonna happen to Latrice.
Take
the
robes off.
Yeah, soon as I'll see you in the robe room, half off.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming
you
up
know
at
she
the top
going
of
to Popeye's the... right after service. We gonna be at the drive through waiting on her.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
While Balenciaga has apologized for an advertising campaign that featured young children posing with teddy bears that appeared to be dressed in BDSM costumes.
What
Balenciaga,
is BDSM?
It's like bondage. Like dominance, submission, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. You know? Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, Balenciaga suggested that the images displayed in its name didn't have company approval and threatened legal action against any content creators behind the ad campaign. They said, "We strongly condemn abuse of children in any form. We stand for children's safety and well-being." Kim Kardashian, meanwhile, who is an ambassador for Balenciaga, says she is re-evaluating her work relationship with them. Kim tweeted, quote, "The safety of children must be held with the highest regard, and any attempts to normalize child abuse of any kind should have no place in our society, period. I appreciate..."
So is Balenciaga saying they didn't do that? That somebody...
Yeah, the set designer and that's who they're saying, the people that were behind the ad campaign, the creators of the ad campaign.
Oh, but
that's
see, they paid saying. The ad agency, though.
Exactly. Exactly, Steve.
And
exactly.
The photos got out. You stupid. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
Yeah. And
what's
that's
wrong
people
with these
look
damn
at...
designers? Who work at these design houses? They ain't got no sensibility. What yeah. stupid fool sat up there and saw yeah. these series yeah. of pictures and went, yeah, because mm-hmm. somebody released the pictures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw.
I
yeah.
just mm-hmm. bought some damn Balenciaga, too. God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to proceed.
Sure hope to help get these teddy bears out of here, because I sure want to wear that shirt.
Yeah, you can't sexualize children in
yeah. oh, at all. And
they
got
to learn from that. Yeah. They have to learn from that.
Well, yeah, that was crazy. You know,
that's yeah. some stupid people in fashion.
Yeah. Parents were outraged. Too far.
Yeah, that was too far.
Absolutely. Too far. Way absolutely. Too far. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In other entertainment news, former Real Housewives of Atlanta star Portia Williams is married. Congratulations, Portia. She and her man, Simon Gbadia, had two wedding ceremonies, one honoring his Nigerian culture and another American ceremony, both in Atlanta. The first wedding was at the Four Seasons Atlanta in a Nigerian native law and custom ceremony. And the second ceremony was at a Methodist church with an all-star guest list, including housewives and former housewives. NeNe Leakes was there, Candy Burris, Drew Sidara, Sidora, Cynthia Bailey, other celebrities. And Steve, Carly was there. Carly, your daughter Carly and her husband Ben were there. They were in attendance.
Woo, she looked beautiful.
Yeah,
Carly
she really looked...
is so
go
beautiful.
Work, huh?
Yes.
Boom. Go get him, Carl. Carly was the one they told me was a boy.
What are you?
When she was
what?
Born, Brandy was oh. born first. Carly was born second. When Carly oh. came out, they told me Carly was a boy.
Oh, so you oh. thought you had,
you
oh,
thought you had
boy
a boy and a girl?
Girl.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I could have shut the water hose off after that if I'd have knew that. If I had a boy and a girl, I just went.
Every
down.
Man want a boy okay. first. Boy. Every man wants a boy.
It just all went downhill after that. It was just try after try after try after try after try after try. I'll be damned. Somebody need to start calling this out a little bit better than this.
Yeah.
These two girls, Lord, I got to go again.
Oh, man.
Is that one. That is true?
Yeah, well, the twins was actually all my like. I tell you all the time, and I tell my kids that all my kids was accident. I didn't plan on none of my kids, not now one. Every last one of them was an announcement made to me, and I had to pull myself together.
You are a mess, sir.
Every last one of them. Well, all right then.
Well, you can look for their wedding pictures featured in People magazine, Portia and Simon. Congratulations to them. Speaking of weddings.
God. Okay, hey, well, that's great. Woo!
But it took you a moment to gather yourself. Yeah. Okay. All right, well, this is crazy. Speaking of weddings, Lil' Kim has requested that Toni Braxton sing at her future wedding, but the song she has in mind isn't fitting for the occasion. Toni made an appearance on Jennifer Hudson's talk show and revealed that Queen Bee requested her to sing You Mean the World to Me, which is about a lying significant other. So Toni said...
What,
Toni
Kim?
Said, yes, Toni said she came up to me one day. She says, Toni, girl, I love you. When I get married, I want you to sing at my wedding. And Toni said, Kimmy, you don't want me to sing. I don't have any happy love songs. Nevertheless, Kim didn't care about the lyrics and told Toni, girl, can't nobody understand what you say? Just sing the song. Oh.
Wow. Sing the song, Anime.
Man. Sing the song.
I don't even recognize Kim no more, though. So I go to the wedding, and it'd be kind of hard for me. I was standing next to her at a party one time. She said, "Hey, Steve, how you doing?" I said, "Hey, China."
You said China?
Yeah, I thought she was black.
You didn't know it was looking crazy.
Yeah, I know who she was. Then she spoke again. I said, "Hey, MC Light." I had got it wrong, then I just tried another. It wasn't even close. I was just, now I said, "Hey, Foxy Brown." I just find off female rapper names after a while. Finally, I just said, "Hey, Queen Latifah," and just walked off.
Left it at that. He just I walked off.
I couldn't sit up here trying to bother myself with who the hell this is I'm talking to no more.
Man. Well, Kim isn't engaged yet, man. So.
Marjorie looked at me and said, "Steve, you didn't even know who that lady was that's standing next to you." She said, "No, I said, no, who was?" She said, "That was Lil' Kim." I said, "Oh, I didn't know."
Ooh, I love Lil' Kim. Oh.
Been a lot of changes. I didn't know. I was just an
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know, yeah, she just crazy, she'd have kept me down and just said, "Hey, Erica." And I'd have just tried it all then. Just,
yeah. Badu?
Yeah. And I know good and hell well that ain't who it is. But, yeah, you know, since I'm off, might as well
be way
off.
We gotta go, thank God.
Something wrong with him.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. Yes, rocking around the Christmas tree. We'll talk about it right
Kim.
After this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Kylie Jenner posted a picture of her massive two-story Christmas tree with the caption, "Tis the season." We all love Christmas on the show. We all love it. And
two-story?
Steve, you've been out of the country. What'd you say?
Wow.
Two-story.
Two-story
tree. And Steve, you know, when we think of big trees, we think of you, of course, because you always tell us, you know, what you go through to get your Christmas tree.
Big tree and all this. Well, I don't care about Callie, big tree. Callie ain't the only one that got big tree.
That's why we're talking to you.
Tell us, that's why I'm saying, yeah, when we think
about
it.
Callie just started the big tree stuff. Callie knew.
Uh-huh.
Is your
Callie just had a baby.
Yeah, she got two kids.
Baby number two.
Kylie done had money. Kylie didn't come up like me. I came up through the Christmas tree program.
My
Christmas tree came out of a box and you just stuck the branches in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And it was aluminum and had a color wheel on it. We had broke two of the colors on the wheel. So my Christmas tree was just blue, clear, red, clear. Blue, clear, red, clear. Yeah, the wheel. We didn't even get a new wheel.
I remember.
We had the same
wheel.
Balls every year. I messed around and broke my favorite ball. Saddest Christmas of my life.
Aww.
She done got herself some money. Now she done got a big tree. Don't nobody give a damn. Unless you've been in the Christmas tree beginner program, I don't give a damn about you having a two-story tree. You just got
She's
a baby.
Young.
You just got a baby. You ain't even hear the toy yet.
All right, so okay, when are you getting your tree? Tree? Yeah, well,
her baby.
About yours.
Listen to me. Her baby's so young, she ain't even got high toys right now. She can set her toys on top of the couch in the other room down the hall. Baby won't even go down there.
Has the Harvey tree come in yet? That's what,
we're trying to find out.
No, the Harvey tree ain't come in yet, man. And I ain't gonna do it this year, dog.
What?
Oh,
yeah, because I probably be out the country for Christmas.
Ooh, you done got over rich now, dog. Now you pass trees now?
Because you know how you feel about a Christmas tree.
I know, man, but we ain't gonna, but we probably won't be there this year.
So you gonna have
where you
gonna
be going?
Where
Wait,
gonna be
what,
out
Tommy?
Country
what did you ask him?
He didn't got past trees. We don't do trees no more.
I do
Steve
trees.
Harvey.
I'm just not home, and ain't no need to spend that money on that big-ass tree, and we ain't going to be there to look at it.
I ain't said it in a long time, dog. But you changed, man.
Yes.
You changed, dog.
Well, you're going to be able to go out the country next year. You just can't go this year.
Oh, I'm going next year.
Well, what happened to the Oregon, the big tree, and the
You
have to order it at a year.
White folk bring it in.
Yeah.
Ones in
That's
the
what happened. We live for this. Yeah, we live for this, Steve.
So you didn't
All right, we gotta
move
got
to move
on.
Yeah. He got mad.
I know. All right, coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, it's Tuesday. We'll talk about the Senate and the big runoff election in Georgia right after this.
You must be a billionaire now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
As the House and Senate return this week from Thanksgiving break, they are grappling with a laundry list of priorities. Same-sex marriage act, electoral reform, military spending, as well as government funding, a current continuing resolution, a temporary spending bill allowing the federal government to keep operating while Congress works on a full-year funding bill, expires December 16th. Now, Congress must pass legislation to keep the government operating past that date or risk a government shutdown. Ooh. Meanwhile, in Georgia, former President Barack Obama will return to Atlanta this coming Thursday to campaign with Senator Raphael Warnock and encourage Georgians to cast their ballots during the final days of early in-person voting for the runoff election. So, Steve, why do you think that's so important?
Well, former President and our President Obama, he knows the significance of this election, but he knows also really the underlying current of this. He fully understands they went and got Herschel Walker for this specific purpose. He knows he's underqualified, uneducated, unwell-spoken, country, and he ignorant. And there's no other way to look at it. I've tried to go, oh, come on, bro. It's funny because he never lets me down because he proves me right. And he's consistently stupid. I mean, he don't have a bright, shining moment ever. He ain't said a damn thing since he been on the campaign trail. Matter of fact, I ain't never heard him say nothing when he was playing. He ain't said nothing. He ain't said nothing. He can't put a sentence together. He can't tell a story. He can't even tell a vampire story. It's supposed to be a damn joke. He can't tell a joke. He don't know if he in the election or in an erection. He can't remember to say nothing right. And then sit there with people on each side of him, Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz, nodding their head at this fool. President Obama is coming because he knows what they're trying to do and how this sabotages the mindset of Georgians with this whole thing right here. This dude ain't no bit more Republican or nothing else. A fool running for office.
I heard someone say if that he's going to be Walker will be Trump's running mate.
I wish
Ooh,
he would.
Lord.
That's and the really 2024 bad. Campaign.
That's really bad.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
That's a mess. Mm-mm. I mean, the message though to the Georgian voters is they cannot sleep
sit this
on
one
this.
Out.
They cannot sit it out.
It's too important.
It's too important.
Maybe the most important.
And Georgia has been here before.
Yeah.
Right. Here we are again.
Yeah. Right. This will be the third time we're voting for Senator Warnock, for sure.
And the reason it's close this time and in the runoff, because their voter suppression methods that they put into place
didn't work.
Worked.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh. They worked.
It worked. That's why it was so close.
Mm-hmm.
But now, see, we got hip to the game. They really thought he was going to win. But we got hip to the game. And now that we were warned everybody, and we're telling you again, this Voter Suppression Act and policies that they put in place was to keep Warnock out of the Senate and to put their chosen Negro in place. And I don't need Lindsey Graham telling me as a black person how to feel about another black person.
Woo.
No, I tell you how we are.
Right.
Yeah. Your ass, Mr. White Man Conservative, cannot come on any platform and tell me as an African American how to view another African American. Because I could tell you stuff about him. And let me tell you something. I could tell you stuff about yourself that you won't admit. Because I know stuff about you, Lindsey Graham, that you will never admit. I know how you really are. Skip who you portray. I know who you really are. So see, I've been black 65 years. I know both sides. I know how they are. I know how we are. And he ain't nothing to us. And you're not finna make him. We should be ashamed of the way we treating him. Man, you ought to be ashamed for propping his ass up. Calling him a damn candidate. This fool.
All right. We're going to switch gears here.
Fool.
Steve. And coming up next, it is the nephew with the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I didn't know who he was. All right. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Find out who he was. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Neff, what you got for us today?
You know what? We got somebody snitching and we need to address it.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah. Snitches get stitches. So Boogie snitching. Mm-hmm. Okay. The name is Boogie. Boogie snitching. Cat dog, if you would, let's address the issue right here, right now. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello.
May I speak to Boogie?
Yeah, this Boogie.
Hey, Boogie, this KB. Let me ask you something, man. How you get out of jail before Marcus got out of jail? How y'all go to jail at the same time, but you get out a month before him and he's still in there?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Who is this?
This KB, this Marcus' brother. Tell me how you get out of jail, but Marcus still in there and you've been out over a month now. They say
hold
you.
Up, hold up, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
No, they say you snitching. Boogie.
Snitching.
That's what's going on. You up in there snitching.
Hold on, bro. Hold on. You slow it down. Slow it down a little bit, man. Hold up. You know what? I really don't need to be having this conversation with you, but you coming at me like this. It's called bail.
How you out on bail, but Mark is still in there? Tell me that, Boogie.
Man, how you going to call me with you know what? You know what? I ain't finna trip with you, but you now this. Hold on, let me pull over right now.
All I know is they the one saying you the one that snitched on my brother, and that's why he's still in there, and you out.
I don't know where you getting this from, but I'm gonna tell you what. I had to go to work. I need to get the out of there. But you ain't hear me. I went to jail too.
Boogie, you gonna mess around and get your ass whooped for snitching, man? Cause that's what you been out there doing,
man. What the f*** is you talking about?
You been out there snitching. That's why you out and my brother Marcus is still in there.
You know what? It's called bail. That's what it's called. It's called bail. I had to go to work. I don't know what you tripping on.
All I'm tripping on is that the fact that you out and my brother ain't out. He's still in there. Dog, I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking for you, Boogie. You hear me? I'm looking for you, man.
You know where I'm at. You know where I'm at. You know what? Since you run around here like a little bitch like he is, let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. All I wanted to do was go get me a beer. I jumped in the car, and then I was getting your mama some cigarettes. So how you coming at me like that?
Okay.
I jumped in the car with them, and them sort of blaze up one. I told them, nah, dog, put that out. We just going around the corner. But then he go, he start putting it out in the car, he throw the shit out the window, and now we get pulled over. Hell yeah, I jumped out the car, told it all, I don't got shit to do with this.
Who was smoking, you or Marcus?
I don't even smoke, dog. I had to go to work. I go to work. I can't deal with that. I told them dudes to put it out. Damn it, Lord pulled over, they searched the damn car. How the hell you gonna be riding like that and Lord pull you over? They pop open the trunk, you got a big ass speaker box there back there with no damn wires on. How the hell you figure? I'm a snitch. It don't take no damn rock scientist to know you got some shit back there. Hell yeah, I got out of there. Man, them had me in there drinking water out of the toilet. Man, don't come at me that like that. You wanna come in, you know exactly where I'm at.
So just because they got you up in there drinking water out of the toilet, you're going to come up and start snitching on everybody.
You know what? You I had to go to work. Hell, I used all my damn money trying to get out of there on some
Oh, this can't be about you got to go to work. That can't be about you got to have some heart somewhere, dog.
Coming at me like that, I was just going to the store.
Can I say something to you, man? I want to look.
You know what? You can't say. Let me shoot you something. Since you're gonna be the middleman, let me shoot you a thing or two. Tell your brother, just don't drop the soap.
No, he ain't gonna drop the soap. I'm gonna make sure my brother. No. Listen to me.
No.
I'm gonna tell you, dog, and I'm gonna tell you this.
What you got to tell me?
I'm going to tell your boss everything about you, and then you're going to lose your little damn job.
Oh, no, it can't be. You know what?
What you stuttering for? Me. What you stuttering for?
I can't believe you calling me with no shit like this. Just lose my number. Don't call me no more behind this.
Let me say something to you right now, Boogie.
What you got to say?
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, you just got pranked.
Oh, man.
Boogie, you
didn't do me like that, dog. You know this ain't nothing to play with. This ain't nothing really play with.
All right, Boogie, man. I'm sorry, dog. You okay, Boogie?
No, I am, dog. You know what? I listen to you. Man, you ain't supposed to do no bro like that, dog. We supposed to be real. You don't do me like that, man. I put this dude on blast.
Hey, man, look here. Your boy, Shannon, he said he your best friend. Shannon is the one that put me up to this, dog.
Man, you know what?
Is that your boy? Is that your best friend, Shannon?
Man, why y'all do me like this? Yeah, I'm gonna take care of Shannon. I got him. Man, y'all, I just know.
Hey, let me ask you this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Did I get you? Did I get you?
Man, you know what? You got me.
That's
man,
all
you
I
know
wanted.
What? On top of it, you got a whole bunch of people. That's why I know.
But now you one of them. I don't want to brag. I really don't.
But you're going
to. I don't want
to
brag.
You?
I'm just, you know what?
You're going
I'm
to.
I'm going to do better today. I'm not going to sit here and talk about being the greatest prankster of all time. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, you're not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Greenville, North Carolina.
I'm not going to do it. Greenville, North Carolina, the nephew is coming to Greenville Convention Center Thursday, December the 22nd. Nephew Tommy and friends back out there, back in stride. Thomas Miles. Go to thomasmiles.com. Click on Greenville. Get yourself some tickets. Laying in the cut for 2023 is Shreveport, Louisiana. That will be MLK weekend. Best stocking stuffer you can give. Sunday, January 15th. I will not be at work on Monday, January 16th, because that is MLK holiday. And I will not be working on that Monday. You can go to all Ticketmaster outlets. If you in Shreveport.
You wasn't coming no how.
He wasn't.
Shreveport or anywhere around the way. East Texas, you hear me? The nephew is coming to Shreveport once again. That is the Shreveport Municipal Auditorium, all right? So Greenville, that's December Thursday, December 22nd. And then in the new year, my first stop is Shreveport, Louisiana. Shreveport Municipal Auditorium. Go to all Ticketmaster outlets. And you, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Go to all Ticketmaster outlets, and let me tell you something. I did that prank right there. I don't give a damn what y'all say.
I know you couldn't hold it.
You call it what you want to call it. What? Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. If I ain't got no praise prankers up in here, I gotta praise myself. I did that.
Mm-hmm. You do it anyway. You do it with us.
All right.
We knew he couldn't take the day off.
To do, but I come to praise his name.
I come to praise his pranks. Tommy.
Yeah.
That's really a church song.
Now, I'm not trying to take nothing from the Lord. Of course,
okay,
I'm not trying to do
here
that.
Here we go. Here we go. Hey, careful. Careful. Careful.
I would never do that.
No. Let me stop you right now. You've been bought through some major stuff this year. What you don't need. You don't need a redo. You're going to shut your damn mouth right here.
See, God know I'm pranking. What? I mean.
Okay. Okay. Your voice sounded strong now. You look like you're 100% back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's around. Okay. You're having to put some salve on your neck and stuff.
Whatever. Thank you, my Father. Up in heaven for taking care of me and getting me through an incredible hard time. So thank you.
Right,
my man.
See how much better
being there for
now, hurry up, Shirley. Go to the break before he switch.
Coming up, praise the Lord. Coming up next, it is the strawberry letter for today. The subject is, I didn't know who he was. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. That way we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Right here, right now. Just buckle up and hold on tight. It's the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Billy D.
Okay. Boy, they're coming back.
All right. Subject, I didn't know who he was, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a married woman with 5 children, and I had a very interesting Halloween night. We were invited to a costume party at a friend's house, so I dressed up in a red devil costume. My husband dressed up as Zorro. We took 4 shots before we left home, and I was so frazzled, I forgot my glasses. I knew my husband was freaky before we got married, and he has asked me for threesomes a lot lately. He said he'd let me be with another man while he watched. I told him, I'll pass. He told me to keep an open mind about the party because the hosts were wild and free. I could barely see all of the guests, but I did see there were a few men dressed up like Zorro or something similar. By midnight, I had more drinks, and I was in the powder room trying to get myself together. The door was slightly cracked, and I saw a hand slide in and turn the light off. It was a funny male voice saying he was going to rock my world, and the man was dressed like Zorro. So I thought it was my husband at first.
I'll be there.
He made me lie down on the floor and got really freaky.
He said he laid me.
Yeah. He laid me down on the floor and got really freaky. The whole experience was off the charts, and I knew it was not my husband, but I didn't stop him. When it was over, the man passed out on the floor. I turned on the bathroom light, and my husband was standing there, taking it all in. I frantically started lying, and I told my husband I thought it was him. My husband swears that I knew who I was having sex with, but I don't know that man. That was last month, and he has not touched me since then. He told me that he has been having sex with people he doesn't know, too. I think my husband set me up so he can do whatever he wants to do. Am I right or wrong?
Wow.
Who's right or wrong? That's your question. There's no right in any of this, and you already know that. All of this is wrong. I mean, first of all, you had to know that something might go down at this party. Your husband warned you beforehand that it could get a little crazy. He said the people were wild. He said that. He knew and probably wanted something to go down. So do I think he set you up? Yes. Didn't you say he told you that he wanted to watch you? Yes. So how is it that he just miraculously showed up immediately after the other Zorro passed out? He was right there all the time. You said it in your letter. Now he's mad. Well, yeah, he's mad. And I think it's because you enjoyed it too much and he was there. He saw it. Because people might say that they want to see their mates being intimate, you know, with other men and women while they watch and all of that. But until they actually see their husbands or see their wives doing it with someone else, they really don't know how they'll feel about that situation. That stuff is just nothing to play with, as you see now, because your man hasn't touched you in a month and he's been just doing random stuff. Like he said, he's just been having sex with people he doesn't know. You know, this stuff is nothing to play with. Your marriage is ruined now. You know, the trust is broken. Your lies about thinking, you know, the man was your husband didn't work with your husband, because now your husband is feeling justified in his cheating. You just, you know, gave him permission, more or less. That's the way he took it anyway, after he saw you do what you did. You got played in all of this. You got played. Steve?
Well, I don't know who he was. I didn't know who he was, his title letter. I don't care about this letter. I really don't. I don't know what you want me and Shirley to do. You're not asking for advice. You want to know, were you wrong and all this here. What are you talking about? This whole thing is wrong. You're married with five kids. You had an interesting Halloween night. Went to a costume party. Your husband was Zorro. You was a devil. You took some four shots before y'all left the house. You forgot your glasses. So now what you're trying to set us up for is you didn't have your glasses. So now you can't see good. Right. That's what you're trying to say? Lady, anyway, your husband was freaky before y'all got married. He asked me for a threesome a lot lately. He said he let you be with another man while he watched. First of all, y'all marriage is shot anyway. Ain't no real husband finna watch another man do his wife. I don't care what you say. Anybody let you do that does not love you. That's my opinion. That's right. Just, you know, y'all can think another way if you want to out there. But any man that will allow another man on his wife while he watching, he don't give a damn about you.
I'm wrong with it.
You're just a piece of meat and a piece of property right there. So you don't have a marriage. Okay, you told him you'll pass. He told me, keep an open mind at the party because the host, they wild and free. I could barely see all the guests. Well, now I see you lying. I could barely see all the guests. She trying to use that because she forgot her glasses. Mm-hmm. That's a lie. It was a costume party. They had on costumes anyway. But I did see what there were a few men dressed up like Zorro or something similar. By midnight, I had some more drinks. You know, I already took four shots. I was in the powder room trying to get yourself together. The door was slightly cracked. I saw his hand slide in and turn off the light. It was a funny male voice saying he was going to rock my world, and the man was dressed like Zorro.
Hold it.
You knew
hold it
good
right
and
there.
Hell well that wasn't your husband.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter is, I didn't know who he was. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I didn't know who he was.
This ignorant mess. This woman got five kids married to this freaky man. They go to a costume party at a friend's house. Her husband dressed like Zorro. She dressed like a red devil costume. They had some four shots before they left the house. She was so frazzled, she forgot her glass. That's to make us think she can't see good. And then my man was real freaky. She knew that before. She had been asking for threesomes a lot lately. He said he let her be with another man while he watched. I told him I'll pass. If a man will let another man on his wife while he watching, he don't care nothing about that woman. Period.
At all.
He don't care nothing about that woman. Mm-hmm. Period. You a piece of property, a slab of meat. That's all. He don't give a damn about you. So you told him you pass. He told you to keep open mind at the party because the host was wild and free. I could barely see all the guests. That's because she ain't got a glass and she was drunk. But I did see there were a few men dressed up like Zorro or something similar. By midnight, I had some more drinks. I was in the powder room trying to get myself together. Then dough was cracked. I saw a hand slide in and turn off the light. Now, for a woman that ain't got no glasses, that can't see good.
Come on.
You sure ain't missing nothing. Mm-hmm. You saw a hand slide in the crack of the door and turn the light off.
And we don't go in the bathroom without closing the door anyway.
Who do that?
Yeah. It was a funny male voice saying he was going to rock my world, and the man was dressed like Zorro. So I thought it was my husband at first. You just a damn lie.
Okay.
You just a damn lie. You ain't married to no man, got no five kids with him, and don't know his damn voice, nice. Touch, feel, mannerisms, all that. Yes. Lady, miss me. Mm-hmm. Saying he was going to dress like Zorro, so I thought it was my husband at first. He laid me on the floor. When he grabbed you, you knew that wasn't your husband. Mm-hmm. You know your man's hands?
A touch.
And it got really freaky. The whole experience was off the chart, and I knew it was not my husband. Hell yeah, because your husband don't do off the chart stuff. But the other Zorro, this was you was with Zorro Plus.
He went to work.
Yeah, you was Disney Plus, Amazon Plus. You was at Hulu Plus. You had Zorro Plus. And I knew it wasn't my husband. He was just in there just clowning. Mm-hmm. He was, woo, girl. But I did not stop him. When it was over, the man passed out on the floor. He just went to sleep. He didn't pass out. He just went to sleep. I turned on the bathroom light, and my husband was standing there taking it all in. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. How big was this powder room? Oh. How your husband in the room and you don't know it? Now you done stood over, got your way over with your blind ass, then stood up in the dark with your blind ass, found the light switch and cut it on, and now your husband's standing there. You didn't see the shadow in the doorway? I frantically started lying, and I told my husband I thought it was him. My husband swears I knew who I was having sex with another man, but I didn't know that man. Lady, he right. That was the last month, and he has not touched me since. He told me he been having sex with people he don't know. He don't know, too. I think that's my husband set me up so he can do whatever he wants to do. Your husband been doing what he want to do.
Yeah.
He didn't divorce you. He didn't tell you he was disgusted with you. He just told you, nah, I'm sleeping with women. He don't care about you. I'm sleeping with women I don't know, too. Mm-hmm. Nah.
Wow.
Man. Wow. Yeah, you want me to bring some to the house and you join in or what? Piece of meat, slab of woman. Am I right or wrong? Are you right about what? I think my husband set me up. You know good and hell well that wasn't your husband. Mm-hmm. Can't nobody set you up like that. You a woman. A woman don't get set up like that.
He just gave his wife away.
Wow. Y'all not easily aroused. Y'all ain't. Y'all don't do stuff like that without thinking about it. Y'all know. Mm-hmm. Zorro, I'm going to do something freaky to you. Laid you on the floor. You went there like your husband, followed instruction. You kept an open mind because the owners of the party kind of wild. So you just kept an open mind. Zorro came in with the funny voice. Probably came in sound like Kia. Hey!
What are you doing in here?
Oh, Junior.
Yeah, let me lay you down in the floor. Just up the figure that you got. You ain't never had this before. I'm finna blow your mind.
You are some kind of ignorant.
Lay down. Touch it. Come on now. Oh.
Kier does not sound like that.
But he was in there working, though. The man's name was Big K. Big K was in there working.
Big K?
His real name, Kier. But here in the Zorro, he called him K. ZK. Short for Zeke. Yeah, Kier was in
there. Oh, man. All right. I like it like that.
All right, post your comments.
What that sound
on today.
Like? Sound just like the Donkey and Shrek, don't it? I like it like that.
On today's Strawberry Letter. At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand, please. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, look who it is.
I'm finna wear your ass out.
Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Oh, it's official now. It is official now. Deshaun Watson is now officially on the Cleveland Browns 53-man roster.
He was slated to start Sunday against the Houston Texans. But, you know.
Oh, man. He's looking.
Nah. It's his first game back.
Oh, I thought he'd been playing.
Uh-uh. No.
No.
A lot of touch.
No, he back.
Bro, I ain't seen the football game. I'm watching soccer and cricket.
So, it's congratulations to Sean. He'll be back on Sunday, man. He's back in there, Unc. So, y'all might have a chance now to win on out. I can win on out now.
Win on out, okay.
Yeah.
Y'all better keep an eye on him. He coming to Houston. He might want a massage while he here. So
I bet you the Browns training room ain't got a table in there. I bet you they ain't got one in there. I bet you they ain't in a hot towel in that training room.
All our treatments is standing up.
Yeah.
We ain't got nothing in here for you but an ice bath. And your ice bath is with all the linemen.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It ain't a scented lotion in that training room. No scented lotion.
We ain't light no candle. None of that. Ain't no baby oil in here.
Put these lights on.
Oh, man. Also, man, it's been reported that Coach Prime, man, JSU, has received an offer to be the coach for Colorado University. We hope he don't take that job, man. I wish he stay in the SWAC, man. They're 11-0. They in the championship game playing Southern on Saturday, man. So, Prime, please stay, man, at JSU.
How much they offer?
I don't know, man. But, you know, if he ain't SWAC, who is SWAC? We can't let that go.
But see, y'all, here's two. I'm open to it, man. Prime is a smart guy, and he'll do what's best for him and his family and sports in general. I just wish that these programs would take better care of the coaches they do have. Because all these coaches, man, Eddie George over in East Tennessee, all them boys down at Grambling, all these black coaches in the SWAC and all this here, man, we got to take better care of these programs and these athletes. But the problem is, we don't have enough funding going to them schools so they can have adequate facilities.
That's it. That's what the problem is, man. We proud of what he has done for the SWAC, though. He's brought a lot of attention to HBCU football, and that's
man. Come on, game day done been down there.
Yeah,
we got games on TV now.
Yeah, thank you, Prime. Thank you, man. Yeah. Make a decision.
I go over there. I coach Jackson for him, and you know that's all they got to do is just pay me what Family Feud pay me. I don't know over there.
All right. Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, guy on social media.
I don't know a damn thing about football, but I'm a hell of a motivator, though.
A guy needs some advice from Facebook about his boss's wife right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Show.
All right, so Steve, this is from Sean on Facebook. Now listen to this. Sean writes, a few months ago, I was hanging out at a bar when this fine woman started talking to me. I was recently out of a breakup and we're just talking and getting our drink on. Anyway, the conversation was flirty and a suggestive attempt to change my mind on the parking lot rendezvous she was proposing. Fast forward to now, I just got a nice job at a new tech company and things have been promising until I walked into my new boss's office for a get to know you session and saw the pictures on his desk. That fine woman is his wife. He's now telling me how fun his Christmas party always is and that I have to be there. But I'm thinking that that's the last place I want to be. Nothing happened and I can sure keep a secret, but this is awkward. Uncle Steve, any suggestions?
Well, he done said you got to be at the party, you got to go. See, listen to me, man. You don't know this information. Well, let me put it to you this way. Your boss doesn't know that you have this information. Right. So you're just going over to his Christmas party as requested. So when you get there, just be as surprised as she is.
Like, how should he do it?
Like, say it, Steve. Like what?
When
you
know,
walk in and go, Harold, glad you could make it to the party. This is my wife. What's a good name? Tamika.
This is Harold.
Man, wow. Nice to meet you, Tamika. Mm-hmm. Okay, hi, Harold. And she gonna downplay it too, because she ain't trying to mess her life up. Mm-hmm. Hear what you cannot do. Mm-hmm. Harold, this is my wife, Tamika. Hell no.
You again.
Hey. Look, how you doing? I don't even know that ain't even my normal drink. You know what I'm saying? Man, your boss standing there looking. You can go over to the party. You didn't go in the office. You didn't see her picture. You don't know she exists. And in your world, she doesn't exist. Don't not go to the Christmas party because he said you have to come. If you don't come, that'll look crazy. Just go to the party, man. Act normal. Trust and believe she ain't going to let on nothing.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Women slick as hell. Mm-hmm. Y'all way slicker than men. Mm-hmm. She going to act like she ain't never seen you a day in her life. But now let me explain something to you. Mm-hmm. Don't get crispy, player.
Whoa. What does that mean?
What is that?
Don't her number, say something to her on the side, ease over to her with the drink. Hey, what's happening? How you doing? I didn't know this. So this you. Oh, so you here, huh? No. Don't get crispy. Stay like a wet cornflake. Just sit your ass in that corner and be limp.
I ain't never heard crispy, dog.
Crispy.
Don't go over there acting crispy. Yeah. Don't go over acting crispy like you just they frosted flakes. Mm-mm. Sit your ass, you just a regular cornflake with tap water on it. Go over there, don't nobody want you. Sit over there like a wet cornflake. All in here like you Cap'n Crunch. Yeah.
Now let me talk to you in the study. What did she say?
No, we ain't going to no damn study. No. He just got this good ass job. You gonna end it that night? Going no damn study? No, I can't do that. I'm sorry. Yeah. No disrespect. I don't want to be disrespectful. That'll make her want you more, but just going, no disrespect.
Yeah, stay
and
far
then,
away.
And then excuse yourself from the party. You're not feeling well.
Me gently.
You're finna vomit. Yeah.
He's going to study.
You getting sick?
You're finna vomit.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when you say goodnight to your boss, put that wind in your jaws. Get on out of here. You know, you put that wind in your jaws. That's that I'm finna vomit ass wind.
Right.
Everybody. All right, not tonight. Oh Lord, help me, Jesus.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Dictionary maker Merriam-Webster has identified its word of the year for 2022. Anyone have any idea what the word might be?
Vaccine.
Steve, vaccine? That's a good guess, but no, that's not it. Junior, you got anything?
RSV, respiratory something.
No. It's just a new word for Webster's dictionary. The word of the year.
Oh. It ain't
Tommy, you got anything?
Covina.
Gaslighting. The word is gaslighting. The dictionary says that lookups for that word gaslighting on its website increased 1,740% this year. The dictionary defines gaslighting as the psychological manipulation of a person, usually over an extended period of time, that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories, and typically leads to confusion, loss of confidence and self-esteem, uncertainty of one's emotional or mental stability, and a dependency on the perpetrator. Wow.
Oh, that ain't gaslighting. That's blackmail.
An example of gaslighting is like when a cheater, someone that's cheated on you, says, "I'm not cheating. You're just paranoid." Mm. You know, it's a way to deflect the blame, in other words.
Oh, we've been doing that then.
Yeah, but now you have a word for it, a name for it.
Yeah, there
it is. Lying.
All right. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for another round of Would You Rather. Would you rather wrap Christmas presents for a total of 8 hours for just 8 hours straight, or would you rather help children take pictures with Santa at the mall?
Take pictures with Santa.
Yeah, B.
We're going to get some jokes out of that. I'm to hell with that wrapping the paper.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
After about 2 hours, you might as well not even try to open my gift. I ain't going to be on nothing my package with tape. I'm going to lose interest in this so fast. You're going to be able to see what's in your box without opening it or nothing. I'm just going to have Christmas paper on top.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you rather receive one big Christmas present or receive 10 small presents? One big one or 10 small ones?
One big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. No bag. Got no socks in it. No damn tie.
And a tie. Some underwear.
Keychain. Got a car. No ass in here. Talking about, trying to act surprised. I don't even act surprised when my kids give me ragged ass gifts no more. I don't even act surprised. I just be looking at it like, All
you
I done
do
done
say
for
thank you.
You
at least. All right, would you rather grow Santa's beard, or would you rather have Santa's belly? Which one? Beard or belly?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a lot of beard.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hair too. On your face.
I damn they got both of them right now.
What?
Why your stomach ain't that big?
What are you
saying? If I keep on going, no hell, I'll get both of them in a minute. Give me a year. Have both of them.
You be down at the mall.
All right. All right. Switching gears, okay? Would you rather have a threesome with your partner, or would you rather just cheat?
No, I'd rather cheat.
Mm-hmm. You can't have my wife. You cannot have my wife.
Mm-hmm. Hey man,
I'm not gonna be explaining nothing to her about what I was doing.
I
ain't finna be hearing all that. I ain't never seen
cheating. I was asking the newlywed what his
cheat. I ain't finna go open my door. You can come in like, what's happening, dog? She back there.
No, I ain't no way to
What is all these animal sounds you making for his ass? What is all this here? What are you doing?
All right, would you rather die in 20 years with no regrets, or would you rather die in 50 years with many regrets?
Give me that 50. I'll straighten that out.
Give me that 50. I don't give a damn about no regrets.
I'll be 105. God.
At them anyway. I done got all past right. all my damn regrets. I take a whole bunch of more. I just want to live. Man, how many regrets I done had in my life? About no
That's
regrets.
Today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it's our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right, guys, here we go. This is our last break of the day. And time for some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey.
And, you know, look, as we get closer to this election, we are just putting our foot to the gas pedal on this one. We got to be in go motion, y'all. We really, really do. We cannot sit out this election. We cannot be passive. We cannot get tired of it. I know you voted once. And for those of you that missed it, here's a chance to get it right. We have got to show up in this Georgia election, and we have got to stop this charade, this facade of Herschel Walker. This is ridiculous. It makes no sense. How dare the conservative Republican Party go get a person like Herschel Walker and stick him up against Senator Raphael Warnock? How dare you? How different of a candidate can you show us? How different in intellect, in morality, in speech, in anything can you show us and expect us to vote for him? All these ignorant-ass stories he be standing up telling. Most embarrassing candidate I've ever seen. I have never seen a candidate run for office be more embarrassing than him, except my partner up in Cleveland ran for city council that time. That's the only other person I got to compare close to this right here. You couldn't hell well he couldn't have been no city councilman. But at least he was just trying to be city councilman. They done propped up this fool as a candidate for governor. And then Lindsey Graham, who don't give a damn about black people, who constantly votes on policies that's against us, got the nerve to stand up on a television set to tell African Americans how we ought to be ashamed for not supporting Herschel Walker and how Herschel Walker is good for black people. Are you kidding me? You don't tell us who's good for us. The audacity of the conservative party to pull this stunt. And you know what really, really sickens me about Herschel Walker? It's because he has never given a coherent speech. He's never made an important statement. He's never made a remark that was worth memorizing. He hasn't made one valid point. He don't know no damn issues. I've never seen anybody. Every time he talked, he's embarrassing. Every time he opened his mouth, he sounds just as ignorant as they know he is. That's how they went and got him. This dude, just statement after statement, the bull story, the vampire story. We China using our good air and we got their bad air. What? What are you talking about? People don't get nowhere with Medicare. They need to start eating better. And then they wouldn't have to need the Medicare. What are you talking about? What's wrong with you? You are the saddest excuse I've seen for a candidate, but how dare the conservative party to think this is going to work? We have a chance to shut them down. We're going to stand in lines. We're going to do whatever, man. You are not going to take Georgia and ram Herschel Walker down our throats. And for those of you people who are not people of non-color, come on, man, listen to me. Because there are a lot of decent people who are not black or Latino or purple of color. It's a lot of fine people out there of all colors. I am calling on the fine people of Georgia. You really, come on, man. Come on now, seriously? This is who you want to represent the state of Georgia? Have you listened to his speeches? This is who you want your children to look up to? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You ain't been looking up to him. Don't try to start now. You went and got him from Texas. He ain't even live in Georgia. They just put him a house over here so he can have some residence just long enough so he can run. When he lose, he going to take his ass right back to Texas. Watch. Watch. He not going to stay in Georgia. He don't know nothing about Georgia. He played football here. He ain't been back to Georgia since. He stayed in Texas after he was a Dallas Cowboy. Know who this guy is. Y'all kidding me, man. And every time I see him, he on stage somewhere with Ted Cruz. Oh, man, wow. See, you can't even get your real top Republicans to stand with him because y'all know better. Y'all don't want to be seen next to him. But Ted Cruz will take his cowardly ass over there and stand next to anybody because he stood next to Donald Trump after he talked about his daddy and his wife. And he stood right there, swore up and down he would never vote for such a man like that. You sitting there talking about my wife. Now you over here hugging this man, singing his praises, introducing him. Y'all, come on, man. We got to get to the polls in Georgia. We have got to send a clear message to the conservative party that you can do better than that. And for your conservatives that are listening to the show and the Republicans, you know they can do better than that. Don't let them put Herschel Walker in. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. He's not even bright. In the words of Dave Chappelle, he's obviously stupid. I mean, this dude is like, I just, it's ridiculous, man. Thank y'all for listening, man. Get to the polls in Georgia, man. Everybody that's listening to my voice in Georgia, let's get to the polls. Send Herschel Walker back to Texas. He got to go.
We don't want it. Hell.
We are voting for Senator Raphael Warnock. Period.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.